Hi, and welcome to another short audio summary of the workshop series Anthropologies and Securities. I'm Lena Switzer.
Hi, and I'm Samira Marti. It's already been a while since we've hosted our second workshop on state and the power in the pandemic. Although I feel like it's been March 2020 uninterrupted, we're still and again in March, right? So our goal has remained the same, though, to unpack this emerging buzzword of security in our discipline of social anthropology and beyond. Because somehow security has become a placeholder and increasingly a marker of social and economic inclusion exclusion, right?
Yes, that's right. And we have wondered why nation states suddenly reemerge claiming for national security in a state of global pandemic, whether the virus understands the concepts of borders and national sovereignty, though, is quite doubtful.
Yeah, totally. And I've spent, for instance, the first part of the lockdown in northern Switzerland, where the borders to Germany have been suddenly re-erected with actual concrete blocks placed in the middle of the street. That hadn't happened since the Second World War. And suddenly there was a few drones patrolling the green borders, flying low over forest lands and our heads. So this definitely triggered some weird feelings and rejection among the rural population of these borderlands. And that's supposed to be a management of a public health crisis after all, right? And I think you've had quite a similar experience on the other side of the country.
Yeah, it was a little bit the similar situation here. And it was quite unsettling for the Geneva region. Many people depend on crossing the border on a daily basis, be it to shop because they cannot afford Swiss prices or for work, and even to see their families. Mm. And all of a sudden, the border, which has since Schengen become more performative than anything else, became a hard reality imposed by an outside force, as it were. But well, in our workshop, we touched on some of these issues as well. It's really the long arm of the state that has emerged beyond the usual suspects. And by this, I mean the famous institutions of the state. We have tried to really look at the processes and relations in this session. And I think the speakers did a really great job in dissecting local contexts and setting them in conversation with broader trends of emerging state power.
Yes, and this sudden heightening of the state's role to protect the citizen with the police and surveillance, but also this concrete deciding over life and death. It's just a crazy, scary, and compelling example on how we think about these relations, no? So right. Yeah, we called Kevin Karpiak, he was the moderator of our second session, to go through some of these important points again. Kevin is an associate professor in the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Criminology at Eastern Michigan University, and he's really the expert in the anthropology of policing.
So how has this event been for you? And what surprised you the most?
It struck me how much this last year will shape a whole generation of social science, especially field sciences, like ethnography for sure, anthropology for sure, but probably even larger field sciences. This moment will really shape a generation, I think, of research. And in a way that I think could be really useful to think through.
I wonder if you could also talk a little bit about the importance of critically looking at the reemergence of nationalisms and the state's long arms, I think, as we call them, like policing, police techniques, etc. What do you see has changed there in the pandemic? And what do you think were the speakers kind of bringing to the table that were surprising to you or were not known in that form?
It's a good question. I'm thinking on the fly a little bit. So again, another conversation I think we had that day, and I think it's useful to come back to, is maybe through kind of Foucault, a conversation about Foucault, which is on one level, like one reading of both the contemporary world and Foucault would be, look, he just predicted it all. Right? Look, here it is. Here it is. It's, you know, from the birth of the clinic to through kind of security, territory, population, and it's all here. And he told us 2020 was going to happen, which is not 100% not true. Right? Trace that. It's a little bit true, maybe. Like there's a lot of insights into our contemporary world that Foucault continues to offer us. Right? But on the other hand, you know, he could not have predicted our Zoom breaks. He did not predict the specific kind of political alliances and opportunities that many of the papers mapped out that have been occurring during the pandemic. And so it's always a question of, what do we take, what remains, and what do we start building anew? through this moment. And so to me, again, there were similar themes that we saw many of the state apparatuses of the various papers kind of do, the kinds of quarantine lockdowns, the accentuating of certain populations and abandonment of others, a kind of politics, dare we call it biopolitics, that rely less on, for example, logics of rights and state limitation and more on the logics of victimhood and state largesse. We definitely saw a lot of those themes. And so, you know, I guess it was really interesting to see kind of a bunch of graduate student projects right at this stage where now everyone has to sit down and write them, right? So we're right before the stage where anyone actually has to produce an ethnography. They all kind of did the fieldwork during this kind of historic moment. And I'm really interested to see what starts coming out the next several years. Like what kinds of textual objects does this create or what or not? Or like what other kinds of work comes out of this? You know, it also seems like some of the work wanted to be more than a text. And so I'm interested to see kind of what comes out of this moment.
Thanks, Kevin, for your thoughtful insights. I would also be curious to have Foucault's views on what we are witnessing today. It really seems like he predicted a whole lot, but I doubt he would have imagined such a widespread backlash to state power, though.
Yeah, right, Michelle. And most of these uprisings took place on the streets, so this backlash was really unfolding in public space.
Yeah, exactly. And that actually brings us to the next session where we will look more closely at these uprisings. So join us for our third event on social movements, mass mobilizations, and protests in pandemic times on March 25th.
Yeah, see you then.
This audio file was produced by the Center on Conflict, Development and Peacebuilding at the Graduate Institute Geneva. We are supported by the ERC-funded Gangs Project. Our theme song was produced by George Sims, and our co-producer is Maëlys Glück. See you soon!